Defiant Jewelry with a Purpose. That's the slogan for a unique jewelry business that's been launched in the Midtown area of Detroit. It's called Rebel Nell. The goal? To turn actual pieces of graffiti found on the ground into jewelry. And the company's hiring disadvantaged women, hoping to give them a hand up from poverty and dependence. Amy Peterson is a co-founder of Rebel Nell.
It all started, actually, I went for a run one day, and I live right downtown Detroit, and so I'm very familiar with all of our beautiful graffiti. Some would probably disagree with me, but we do have some very nice murals in and around the city. And on my run, I saw some of the pieces that had been flaking off, and they had fallen on the ground. And I took a piece home, and I thought it was just beautiful on its surface, but then I realized that it was made up of all of these layers that had accumulated over the years from people tagging the same wall. Mm. And I thought, okay, I wonder if I can access that. And so after playing around with it for quite a bit, I was able to pull out all of the different layers that make up that single piece of graffiti. And from there, I, you know, called my business partner right away, and I said, you got to go over here. I think we've got something incredible. And that's kind of how the whole thing started.
Tell us how you and your business partner, Diana Russell, developed that idea of taking this jewelry-making business and turning it into a way to fight poverty for these women.
Yeah, we both are very proud Detroiters. We love the city, and we both have, you know, our two passions are the love of the city and empowering women. It's something that we both feel very strongly about. We had had the idea to develop this jewelry business with that in mind. We work closely with a lot of the local shelters in the area, and what they're missing is a transitional opportunity. There's a lot of recidivism, and these women aren't given opportunities to try and make a better life for themselves. So we wanted to provide that, and it was then that we discovered, you know, the graffiti and how beautiful it could be. And we think there's a lot of symbolism with what we're doing in the graffiti. You know, just like Detroit on its surface, it's not the prettiest when you first look at it, but it is, if you take the time to look at it, it's made up of all these amazing ideas and people that are absolutely beautiful, and we think the same way of the women that we're going to be hiring.
So you're going to train them to make the jewelry?
Yep, we're going to train them. We're also going to be teaching them life management skills, so it's not just, you know, the skill of making jewelry. We want them to have the confidence to pursue their own dreams, so we'll be giving them a paycheck. We'll also be teaching them, like I said, life management skills, such as how to set up a bank account, how to establish credit. We'll be bringing them with us on these different trade show events so that they can learn to interact with customers. And we really want them to be encouraged by this whole process so that maybe in 2 to 3 years we understand that each woman will grow differently. But we're hoping that they can come to us and say, you know what, Amy and Diana, this has been an amazing experience, but I've had a true passion for fill in the blank. And we want to be like, great, okay, let's get you lined up. We want to be able to, you know, have these phone calls and resources available where we just pick up the phone and say, we've got another one coming for you. And you know, we set them up with their business structure, or maybe it's continuing their education, or maybe it's even being promoted from, you know, inside Rebel Nell. So these are all things that we, you know, are hoping to accomplish.
Where did the name Rebel Nell come from?
We really wanted to pay homage to a strong, powerful woman in history that's influenced both of us. And so we kept bouncing names back and forth. And the one that really resonated with both of us is Eleanor Roosevelt. We thought she was such an amazing humanitarian advocate for civil rights, outspoken for women's rights. And her nickname that her father gave her was Little Nell. We thought she was worthy of a stronger nickname, so we came up with Rebel Nell, and we also are using, you know, an art form that is traditionally rebellious in nature with the graffiti.
Amy Peterson of Rebel Nell, we will be following your progress, and good luck. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.